da 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 da.
Yeah, that's okay. Going too fast.
As we come to your presence, we remember every blessing that you poured out so freely from above. Lifting gratitude and praises for compassion so amazing. Lord, we come to give you thanks for all you've done. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up.
Father, we come together this morning to collectively lift up our voices in thanksgiving for the blessings that we enjoy. And Father, if any of us have come together this morning forgetting our blessings because our problems are so heavy, we ask that during this hour you might lift our burdens and that you might cause our minds to reflect on all the ways that you bless us, both now and in the past, and your promise of blessings in the future. The promise, Lord, that in our burdens, that you are the one who is the burden bearer, that as we share our concerns with you, you more than willingly come alongside to walk with us and lead us daily on our pathway, the journey of life. We are blessed. Because of your love, we are forgiven. And in spite of the fleshly failures, we stand accepted and clean in your sight. Lord, these blessings, as your word says, thanks be and blessed be the God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Father, so much. So our hearts this morning are tuned and directed toward thanking you, we come with gratitude to bless the name of the Lord, and we do so in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior would die, down from the winds and the sin I have, there to my heart was the blood of God. Glory to His name, glory to His name.
Forever.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Y'all sounded good this morning.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
You call me friend. You call me friend.
Y'all stay up here for just a minute.
Am I on? Okay. It seems like a morning to do something just a little different. It's a snowy, kind of dreary day. Years ago when I was down to Ebenezer Church, Mr. Tom Hendren, who was song leader, said, you know, some songs just got a lot of music in them and some don't. Well, we had some songs this morning got a lot of music in them. And one of those is an old hymn that I thoroughly love that we did, Glory to His Name. That song's got a lot of music in it. And it's got a lot of good words. And I never get to be up here and watch you all celebrate praising the Lord. So I'd like to stand up here with the team and get you all to really sing out, praise the Lord. It won't hurt us to stand up a little longer. If you're really weak, sit down. But let's sing this song, and for no other reason, just to make me feel better, because I need to praise the Lord just a little longer this morning. That a cappella, and it still had good music in it. Can you imagine? Thank all these musicians for enhancing our worship experience. We are blessed, truly blessed, to have folks who are gifted and who serve very humbly with all the glory going to the Lord. Well, I'm gonna suggest something else this morning. Sometimes we think we can't go around and hug each other or say hi or shake hands without singing the family of God. Well, we're the family of God, and we've sung a lot. So I just want you to get up and go. Some folks on the worship team never get a chance to go fellowship. So If y'all promise to come back, I will let you do this. Now, I would encourage you to please check with everybody and make sure they don't want to get a germ.
Say hello to your
yeah.
brother. How you doing?
Please don't make sure you get folks who don't want to get a germ, honor them, please.
Oh, they're not paying attention.
Yeah, I know it. And Paula Moore shook her head at me like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And it's too late then. Yeah. And I've realized there are probably folks who didn't want to do this. I didn't even think about it because of germs and of that. I didn't think about it.
Just tell them we got the hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I think it works. I'm afraid that I realized there's a lot of folks probably thinking this is a great way to spread germs in the middle of the flu season. Hi, Aria. I wasn't even thinking. You know me, I get these wild hairs.
I just wanted to tell you, on the way to church, I always pray something. I usually don't remember I prayed. I did this morning. I prayed that the Holy Spirit would fall on the church, and I didn't want to get left out.
Okay. Let's come on down. Come on down.
I need to talk to you sometime, just 30 minutes, just some questions and stuff rolling around in my head and heart.
I'll call you.
Yeah, what day do you come here?
Well, that's not a good day because I'm busy working. I'd rather just come to the house or any other day.
Okay.
Best thing to do is us just set an appointment. That's what I do with everybody else, just set an appointment.
Okay.
I'll either call you, you call me, and work it out.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Does it work? All right. Let me try to get everybody's attention quickly. Our resident pharmacist tells me that the hand sanitizer is working. I wasn't thinking about germs, so please, if you want to sanitize your hands, please feel free to do so. Well, I got to thinking after I did that, some folks may be afraid the germs are going to get spread around, but Lord, I mean, you can't avoid them. They're in the air. Yeah. Thank you, Brenda. Morning, Steve, my brother.
Cold hands.
I hope so.
I want to say y'all are really good huggers. I never get to do this because I'm always playing at Family of God, so thank you, Terry. I really enjoyed getting to greet y'all and hug.
Well, I realized you guys didn't get a lot of opportunities. Of course, I'm trusting the Lord during all this. Hugging isn't the best during the midst of the flu season, but we'll trust the Lord to...
That's why we have hand sanitizer.
We do have the hand sanitizer, yes. If you will kind of direct your attention to the, hopefully you have a church bulletin with some items in there. As you are looking at that, and while I share something with you that's not in there, many of you are aware, not everybody's aware, that our secretary, Talitha Morrison, resigned, felt this was a bit overwhelming, and her calling and gifts are in the field of nursing. She informed me of this at 1st of January with a 30-day notice. So in our elders and deacons meeting, what we've done is over the next weeks or months, Colleen and Paula, Colleen Morrison and Paula Piazza, are going to share these duties until we move to a place where we once again have a full-time secretary. Bulletin will still be published. Colleen will be contacting all of you on the email. Your prayer requests can go to her phone number, and we will send out, I think that's right, a notice that here's the number to contact. And so, and then you can call either her or Paula about announcements, and they'll disseminate where it needs to go. So either of them and their phone numbers will be in upcoming bulletins, and you'll have those, and that will work, and that'll be the procedure for the next period of time. Along that line, our staff meeting for elders, deacons, paid and voluntary staff is next Saturday morning out at the Bright Leaf Conference Room, which is upstairs over the restaurant. And a reminder again that the entrance to that is between the restaurant and the swimming pool. So you don't go in the restaurant. You'll go to an opening between the swimming pool and the restaurant. And there's a door there, and you'll go upstairs. So we'll have coffee and fellowship from 8:30 until 9, and then there'll be a catered breakfast. Have you read what I said about the building project? That kind of tells you where we are and where we plan to go with this, what we believe is the direction and the way that we should go. And probably the most important thing at this point is that we agreed that this project should move toward a quick completion, not something that we get to a point and then we say, well, we don't know if we have the money, should we borrow some money, should we let it linger on. Our plan is to begin as soon in the spring of this year as we can with the building, and we will be conducting a capital campaign as soon as the estimated total cost is determined. We have never liked to bug people or pressure people, but you will be given opportunities to give. You will receive a letter explaining and asking if you would prayerfully consider giving. We believe that a capital campaign prior to the starting of the work will allow us to have a much better idea of how much money, if any, we need to borrow. Giving you our history, two or three times in the history of the church, we've had to borrow money, and we have always paid that money off ahead of time, and no debt period longer than 5 years. So that's been a good pattern. We believe that will continue. If you have any questions about that, please talk to one of our elders or deacons, and they will be glad to talk with you. We'll keep you informed as we move along, but that's where we stand right now. Birthdays this coming week. This coming Saturday, Lois Watts and Deborah Klinkner are both celebrating birthdays. And anniversaries on the 10th, David and Lois Ransdell, the 10th. Congratulations, they're here. And I don't want to ask either of them which anniversary it is, because if they can't remember, the other one's going to be in trouble. So happy anniversary. Unless you want to be bold and tell us, David. Number what?
56.
All right, congratulations. All right. Bible study questions. Oh. That's okay. That's... That, they're there? Okay, let's go. Oh, there's another sermon illustration for me today. I've got four on my own now, one on rock. What three terms does John use to describe the world in our study? Yeah, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. He said that's all that the world is composed of. Number two, who will abide forever? One who does the will of God. Question number three, how do we know it is the last hour? Antichrists, plural, have come. Not the Antichrist, but many Antichrists have come. Number four, what do believers have from the Holy One? An anointing that teaches, an anointing that protects and helps us to persevere. What has Christ promised us? Eternal life. That's a wonderful, wonderful promise. And John affirms that he has written concerning whom? That's difficult. Those who try to deceive us. That was many places in there. John says, I wrote concerning this. And so it has to focus on the part that we're studying at the time. But we have learned in this 1 John that his letter was written because already there was a great heresy. Many false teachers and folks who had already moved away from the faith, denying that Jesus was really the Son of God, and that he had only come as a phantom or as a spirit. And so John was quickly establishing the heart of the doctrine and concerning those who tried to deceive us so that we would know the truth. Questions should be in there for our study this coming week, and we invite you to be a part of that. Is there anything I've forgotten this morning that we ought to mention at this time before we have prayer time? Well, we're all praying for many folks who are fighting the flu and pneumonia. I know Josh Smith is one of the current ones who is fighting this flu. It's been going on and on with a lot of different people and pneumonia. So we continue to pray for health to come and for folks to be protected. And as we pray together today, when is Gail coming back from Mexico? Tuesday, Gail Bailey will be flying back from Mexico. Dave Hack will be making a trip, flying out today and driving back with a daughter who's moving back here, driving across country the rest of this week after today. So these are trips and things that we want to keep lifted up in prayer. Let me get Ann with the microphone, then Robbie, we'll take yours, Ann. Tanya.
Betty Kyle.
Betty Kyle, yes. And she's on our prayer list. Betty is fighting that ongoing battle with cancer. Many, many folks remember Larry and Betty. And so we want to keep her lifted up as well. Thank you, Ann. Do you keep some touch, or is that a Facebook thing? Okay. If the whole world goes to Facebook communication, I won't know anything. Robbie?
We have a young man, Michael Roberts, in youth, who's going into the Army and is completing his registration as we speak. So just keep him in mind. I know his mother is supportive of that venture in his life, but also nervous. And so we're proud of him. And, yeah, Michael Roberts.
Yes, I know Michael. He's been out and helped me on the farm along with Caleb every once in a while. So pray for Michael. Brian Vance?
Yeah, Debbie Klinger called and texted us this morning that she is sick. She has that stomach bug that's going around. So keep her in your prayers.
All right.
And also, most of you may or may not know that the Wellness Center is open down at the OY Matthew. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's interested, I've got a free 7-day pass to go down and check it out and use the facility. I've got several of these. Just see me after church. Mm-hmm. I'd be glad to give you one to see the facility and have a free trial if you're not already a member.
And they do have that staffed with someone who's
they have a trainer
personal
there,
trainer and knows
personal
about
trainer,
this.
And they'll set you up with your own regiment.
All right. That's a wonderful offer. So if you have an interest in seeing or working out down there, talk to Vance. And then Debbie.
Um,
Our daughter Beth called last night, and she works in Shelbyville, and they had a death at the place where she works out in the parking lot. A gentleman apparently had a heart attack in the parking lot, and Beth is the manager, so she was out there, and it was her first time of seeing anything to that magnitude, and so she is struggling a bit with that this morning. So there are more details that I really don't need to discuss with kids here. But if you would just lift her in prayer and the prayer for the family of the gentleman.
We now go before the Lord. When we come together as a church, I thought about, you know, we've sung praises together. We have fellowshipped together through just talk and handshakes and hugs. And now we're praying together. Even if just one or two lift their voices audibly, there is a sense in which this time gives us opportunity to go before the Lord in unity, agreeing that these things and these people are worthy of being lifted before the throne of grace. With that unified understanding, as you feel led in your heart, please pray. And that could be silently, that could be meditation, or that could be spoken so that those of us who hear can agree with your prayer.
Treehouse Ministry that we've been able to allow to use our facility. Lord, I thank you for the seeds they sow in the hearts of young people. Father, I pray that you would just anoint the staff and encourage them. And pray especially for Melissa. I know she hasn't been feeling well, has some health concerns, and just can't seem to get a good diagnosis. Lord, we pray that you would encourage her in you and that you would strengthen her in her workings. And we just thank you for what they're doing in the lives of people in this area.
Father, because of your all-knowing nature, you are aware this morning, I'm sure, of the thoughts and the prayers that are being held inward, because some are very personal. but they're needful of your grace and your attention. So for each and every one of us who maybe has one of those things on our hearts, in our minds, maybe our family, our friends and acquaintance, something that only you can handle, something that we need to leave in your hands, we ask, Father, that you would address those issues and that you would give confidence to each and every one who deals with those thoughts and those circumstances to know that you are involved, you are sovereign, and you are able to take care of any situation and to see us through our difficult ones. So for any who are here or not here who deal with such things, Father, we ask that you meet these needs according to all your riches in Christ Jesus. And it's in his name that we offer our prayers this morning. Amen. We'll dismiss the children. And then we're going to share a couple of very worshipful songs and then the message of the day.
Stand with me, please.
Lost or saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. Thank you.
the name of Jesus. We bow before you, Jesus. There is no other name but Jesus. Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty. Defender, my Savior.
Holy, 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 and we cry, holy, holy, holy.
Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall to thee, holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Father, we would not in any way diminish your holiness, nor to presume familiarity with the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But we stand before you today under a new covenant where we're invited to come boldly to the throne of grace because of your grace and your mercy. Because of the privilege that we have in Jesus. And while we draw near with thanksgiving, may we ever be reminded and never fail to realize that you are God and you alone are holy. Thank you for that balance of holiness and grace and the love that brings them together, that was shed abroad at the cross and poured out freely upon us. Today we're blessed to be such recipients, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.